Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is it?
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. This is your Chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. This is the Art Antiques Radio Show, and I like to bring in artists, as you guys know, because we get a real interesting perspective. We're talking about visualization, but we're also on the radio, so that's a little bit of a challenge. So I want to interview here David Diamant. Am I saying that?
Diamond.
David Diamant with a T.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like the stone with the T on the end.
Okay, Diamant. I got it. So here's the scene. My son and his girlfriend and my son's future mother-in-law and myself were looking at spaces for a party, pre-wedding party. And we actually walked into Oriana, mm-hmm. and I saw these wonderful graphic images, on the sort of a beam on top of the, mm-hmm. and then around the whole of the winery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cool space, but really your images were so interesting to
Thank you.
I especially liked the pork on tap.
Pork on tap.
And that is an image of, let's see, David, help me. It's an image of a pig, and the pig is actually like a spigot.
Like a water faucet, antique water faucet with the middle one adjusting the flow and the cold and the hot on either side. But instead, you've got salty, sweet, and crispy as your different alternatives to getting the pork. Yes.
And the pork is, of course, in the political parlance?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Actually, it was a busy week. There was a lot of pork in my life that week.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I heard on NPR that there used to be seasons of bacon and seasons of pork unofficially in the United States. We used to consume as a nation a certain amount of pork during a certain time of year based on the holidays.
Yeah.
So pork belly futures used to be huge and people would stockpile them. Now as a nation, we pretty much consume a constant amount of bacon or pork products throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
So that happened. The same week, I was given two big bags of pulled pork because someone made a mistake on ordering some pork, a friend of mine at a catering company. So I was gifted two large one-gallon bags of pulled pork. After about 3 days, I threw it away. It was enough pork.
Yeah.
And that weekend was also Fiesta here in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of the adobada tacos, the marinated pork. And I went down to El Mercado to have some adobada tacos. And there were signs everywhere in big, bold letters laminated that said, out of pork.
Aha.
So there was so much pork in my life. It was coming at me from all sides. And I just started brainstorming and, pork on tap appeared.
Okay. Well, that's, what a story. Like Marcia was saying, it was the process here.
Yeah. And down at Oriana Winery, there are, 7 pieces up on the wall that are framed. They are limited edition prints, and there are different varieties of the image of pork on tap.
Some
of the spigots are shorter, some are longer and have different, not just crispy, sweet and salty, but also, barbecue, smoky, all the different things that you attach to pork.
To pork.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know your process is – well, I'll tell you why I'm going to ask this question.
Okay.
I have a client for whom I get sent to Art Basel, which is a big show in Miami Beach.
Sure. Yeah, I know.
And this particular client collects a particular contemporary artist. And this client always uses me to go and take an anonymous look before he actually makes an appearance.
Sure.
You'd know the name if I told you.
Okay.
At any rate, I go to Art Basel 1 year, and there's an original piece, and that's $40,000, right? And then there's 3 other pieces. This happens to be oil on canvas.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 oil on canvas, and then 3 giclées.
Okay.
$40,000 for the oil on canvas, $20,000 for each giclée.
Okay.
Now, Art Basel's a fairly affluent crowd.
Yes.
Which of those 4 images were sold?
I'm guessing. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is the answer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All three
guess,
Giclées were sold.
Oh, yeah.
But not the original.
Right.
And that, when I was looking at your website, I was thinking you work in multiples.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me about that process.
Okay. Well, the word Giclée is fun. You know, it's a French word that means like ink splatter onto paper.
Yeah.
That's where we're going. But we have adopted it, I think, almost to legitimize this idea of printing ink onto paper versus a printer, a mechanical device.
Yeah.
It's not a lithograph. It's not a serigraph.
Right.
What is this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're using photographic paper.
Mm-hmm.
And we're putting these images. So what's the original?
Mm-hmm.
Where does the original begin?
That's what I was hoping.
And with me,
yep.
I use a Pilot G2 pen that I create all of my originals with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sell any of my originals.
Mm-hmm.
All of my originals that you see up in the winery, there mm-hmm. are a few acrylics that mm-hmm. are Oriana, but mm-hmm. like the pork on tap.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are hand-drawn.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't stolen an image from anybody. I've sat down and drawn. Some are loosely based on photographs.
Mm-hmm.
I will actually compose the image that I see in my head
mm-hmm.
in Photoshop
mm-hmm.
on the computer
mm-hmm.
with different images from all over until I can see a physical representation of what I want to create.
Got it.
Then I sit down and draw it.
Mm-hmm.
I scan in high resolution the drawing
mm-hmm.
and then I create what's called a vectored image
mm-hmm.
out of the drawing. Runs an algorithm, basically turns the drawing in to zeros and ones.
Mm-hmm.
That means I won't lose any resolution as I make the image bigger.
Got it.
So the pork on tap literally could be printed the size of a billboard.
Fascinating.
Literally.
So why don't you sell your originals?
I like them a lot.
Really?
Yeah,
Is that the reason?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
I do. I've been approached a few times. I have sold a couple of the drawings in combination with the Giclée.
Yeah.
And they get them printed and they are framed and they have one next to each other.
Yeah.
There are exceptions to every rule.
Yeah. Interesting. Richard's doing his hand signals.
Okay.
We've got to go to a quick break. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back with David Diamond soon. Welcome back to the Art Antiques Radio Show. Elizabeth Stewart here, and I'm talking with David Diamond. And we're talking about, I said that wrong, diamond.
Diamond, yeah.
I want to make it Giclée-like.
That's what I will say, Giclée,
yeah.
Diamante, yes, right. Something
exactly.
Like that.
So we're talking about David's process, which is so interesting because the original doesn't figure much into the actual... the actual marketing of the work.
The final, you know, it's interesting that the previous artist mentioned the process, and I consider the original drawing to be part of my process. It's just interesting the value in the art community, or the art buyers community, is what I'm looking at. The value that's been placed on original from way back when,
sure.
Whereas now the whole term original we're kind of redefining.
Yes,
like
definitely, and
redefining the value that we place on original.
Well, right.
Not to take away from anyone that does any type of artwork that's quote unquote an original.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I stress upon the sale of the pieces that I do, and I refer to them as limited edition prints. They are Giclées. You can use that label too. I only sell 10 of each one. And that might end up, you know, bite me on the you-know-what later. But for right now, it's 10 of each one at that size. So when I sell out, I might make a huge one, but I'm not going to produce any more.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trust thing, just like, you know, we used to say, we'll destroy the negative
mm-hmm.
in film and photography, and I'll never print that again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you say I'll destroy the file digitally?
Yeah.
Are you really? Like,
yeah.
It's a trust thing. You gotta,
right.
You know.
Right.
And you've got, you have artists now putting their DNA on the back of prints.
Yes.
Saying it's an original. Here's my blood.
Yes.
You know, and sure, we can go to that extent. But I'm just hoping that people, you know, enjoy what I produce and smile as much as I do. I do enjoy the process. And what I was saying before we were on air was that I don't actually get to see printed physical that I can hold in my hand until my buddy, who's a printer, Hunter Howard, has pixels and ink, and he does all my printing, and he brings it over, and he's as excited as I am because I draw it, I scan it in, I create it on the computer, and then I have this ginormous file that I don't get to see until pretty much someone purchases one.
Yes.
And then it's print on demand. And I go and I print it. And he brings over the 10 prints I just sold. And I lay them out and cover my entire living room. And it's awesome because I don't actually get to see that.
Yeah.
I only have the drawing.
So they're purchasing the work online.
Online or down at Oriana Winery.
Okay.
I am showing. I've got 20 pieces up there.
Yeah, which is where I saw you and loved it. But the when you say you haven't seen the work actually printed,
yes,
that's because it's gone from the computer to the online site?
So I draw it, and so I've seen the images of the drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I scan it in,
mm-hmm.
and then I add the color, and I don't affect any of the black lines on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
I never touch the black lines on the computer. That's all hand-drawn. But at that point, I mean, I have my home printer, but
mm-hmm.
I don't have one that has archival ink,
mm.
archival paper,
mm-hmm.
and I almost feel like it would be an injustice to
right.
print it out. Like, so I might print out a postcard and see it, but, you know, when he brings over a 16 by 20, you know, print, that's the first time I actually physically, and one of the pork on taps I just sold is 46 inches long, and it's awesome, and I had a hard time giving it to the client because
yeah.
I wanted to live with it more, and I had it in my, the other bonus about my process is that I can get more art out there to more people.
Yeah.
Because I can have reasonable, priced, or I should say prices that are in my budget,
mm-hmm.
what I know that people can afford. I mean, I would love to, sure, I'd love to charge more, and I love, but you know what? I've been using Facebook, and I've been using my own personal website.
Yes.
It's davidjgiment.com, and, you know, it's a couple $100. You want this art? I want you to have this art. I want it up there. My goal is to get it in as many people's homes as possible so when they walk in their house and they see it, they smile as much as I do when I create it.
That's
and
so
I
cool.
wanted to get it out there and
yeah.
as much as I can. And I was talking to the other artist earlier that, you know, the past 7 months, I've produced more artwork, I think, in the past 7 months than I have in the past 3 years. And I don't know what's going on, but the muse is here, and I'm
yeah.
capitalizing on it. And I was saying earlier, like, I was trained in organizational communication, corporate consulting. I haven't taken an art class since I was in eighth grade. I have lots of friends that are artists, and I thank all of them. Scott Anderson up at Westmont. Daniel Longfellow lives in Norway. Tony Askew, local artist. I've been influenced by Erica Carter down at Project. I've been influenced by a lot of artists in town, and I thank them a lot because that's priceless. And,
but not an art.
No, I have over about 120 sketchbooks that I've been keeping since I was in high school, and I was going to go into the business world, and it didn't work out. So I just kept doing artwork, and now I do website design for Oriana Winery. I do all their e-commerce stuff. And
right.
I was doing photography in darkrooms when I was in 7th and 8th grade, and then I just couldn't afford the film,
yeah.
the amount that I wanted to shoot.
Right.
And so I sort of stopped doing that, started drawing more. Then digital came up. And then I started working with digital. Then I lived with a buddy, my buddy Dan, who was going to CalArts, got involved with the digital stuff, started doing website stuff, and then there was this mesh of the digital photography and dealing with, you know, dots per inch
yeah,
and
yeah.
resolution
yeah.
with the digital photography and
right.
pixels with the artwork. And there was this confluence of the two types of technology, but there's really nothing better than the feeling of the ink being bled out on the paper.
Yes.
As I draw.
Yeah, and then there's also the nice phenomena. I call it cruise ship art. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say cruise ship art?
So, I think so.
Yeah, cruise ship art is, you know, the Miro that's the restrike of the restrike of the restrike.
Yes.
It's not a state authorized. And so the people buy it, you know, it's $500. Wow, we got a Miro, you know.
It's a high resolution scan, or it's
exactly.
literally a photograph, a digital photograph that was taken in a studio.
Yeah.
And then printed as a gicle.
Yeah.
And where
yeah.
has the divine hand of the artist
right,
gone?
Exactly. So that's the thing is, you know, people will bring it to me. Well, it is a Miro, isn't it?
He created, you know, they created the image.
He created the image, like, and the plate is still around.
And the plate exists, yes.
You know, so where's the answer to that question? Anyway, Richard, we have to leave?
Break.
We're taking a break. Okay, don't turn that dial. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Art and Antiques Radio Show. We were talking about originality in artwork, and we have two very, very different artists. Marcia Red Adams was speaking to us earlier in the hour, and David Diamond is actually speaking to us now about his process, and they're total polar opposites in a big regard. But I want to know, when I was looking online, mm-hmm. you've got various series.
I do.
And Marcia and I were talking about the idea of series. So
yes.
Tell me about some of your series.
With what Marcia said, I totally agree with, you know, when do you know it's done? It's kind of like asking someone when you know you're in love.
Yeah.
You know, it's very much like that. And as far as the series aspect is concerned, I definitely, it's almost like, I don't want to say I'm trying to prove something to the paper or the ink, but I'm like, no, I can do that better. Or, you know what? I want to see that differently. I want to try that. So right now, down at Oriana Winery, we've got the Pork on Tap series. I also have the Tiny Bubbles series. And the Tiny Bubbles series, there are, I think, 8 of them up there right now, different sizes. And there are different varieties of champagne mm-hmm. corks being popped, champagne being poured, different types of glasses. I'm a big fan of Tiny Bubbles, big fan of champagne.
I like champagne.
It came out of a great weekend of drinking champagne, staring at the bubbles a lot. I was having a good time. But with the Bubbles series, it was the same thing. Like, I wasn't done. I wanted to do a different, oh, wait, you know what? I haven't done that bottleneck. I really enjoy the line of that bottleneck. Or, you know, I remember seeing a champagne glass that was like that. I really want to try that. And when it comes to painting, we were talking earlier about, you know, I don't have the patience for oils, and I think I would need some formal training. I don't have enough cash to go out and buy the supplies to try over and over and over again. Acrylics, I have the patience, but I really like mixing the colors. Like,
yeah.
Making my palette, right. Coming up with it in my head, and then the idea that I can come up with this in my head, and, you know, a half an hour later, there's this stuff that's tactile, that's right there that I can play with and feel and create with. That's, I love that, you know, that as far as in a series, adjusting that color with the painting. With the digital aspect, the drawing may be the same, but once I've digitized the drawing, created the zeros and ones, and I don't have to worry about the resolution anymore, then I can focus on composition, I can focus on the color scheme and that type of thing, and I can change it up. And I will say that, you know, I've met plenty of artists that have gone through the academic system that almost consider some of what I do as cheating.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "Well, you didn't come up with a composition in your head. You visualized it and you put it onto the computer." And I say, "Yes, that is what I did."
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's any less valuable than it is when somebody comes up with it with a different process. It's just a different type of art. And it's called the naive art, the naivete. Like, it's referred to as that for a specific reason. And I'm right in there. And we were talking about street art before as well. And I sort of align myself a little bit with that stuff as well. The whole Banksy stuff. There's a local artist, David Flores, that has done some amazing stuff in combination with Phil Stern, photographer down in LA right now, with graffiti art, putting it up there, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's a whole different shape to the way that, you know, I was an art historian trained through master's and I'm working on a PhD at the moment, so I've got a lot of the sort of the academies,
sure,
you know, take on originality
sure.
in art. People are starting to understand what you're doing. But on an academic level, it'll take a while.
Or it might never be, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
Like, there's something for everybody out there.
But there's a counter movement as well, which is that, like, you know, whenever there's a movement gets established and comes off the street or off the billboard, et cetera, whenever that happens, what happens, there's another style of movement, and there's a lot about the music industry that's heading your way.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
So I think you're onto something that's really going to come like a crashing wave over the Academy's idea of fine art. But anyway, Marcia, thank you so much. Marcia Red Adams
thank
is
you.
Here. And David Diamond, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Again, down at Oriana Winery, down at 205 Anacapa Street. Thanks
Absolutely.
Very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.